This is the Sakar Murli of the 4th of October 2025. Essence, sweet children, in order to make you the most elevated of all, God Himself gives you elevated directions through which you change from residents of hell into residents of heaven. Question: to which aspects must the children who are to become deities pay special attention? Answer: never sulk about anything. Never make your face like that of a corpse. Never cause anyone sorrow. In order to become deities, let only flowers constantly emerge from your lips. If thorns or stones emerge, you will just remain a stone. Imbibe virtues very well. You have to become full of all virtues here. If you have to experience punishment, you will not receive a good status. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children who are to become the masters of the new world. You children understand that the father has now come to give you your unlimited inheritance. We were not worthy. They say, O Prabhu, I am not worthy, make me worthy. The father says, you children are human beings, and deities are also human beings, but they have divine virtues. They are called true human beings. Human beings now have devilish traits, and this is why their activity is like that of animals. When someone has no divine virtues, he is said to have devilish traits. The father now comes and makes you into elevated deities. Lakshmi and Narayan are true human beings, and they live in the land of truth. They are called deities. They have divine virtues. Although people say, O purifier, come, no one knows the secret of how those kings become pure and how they then become impure kings. That is the path of devotion. No one else knows this knowledge. The father explains to you children and makes you become like them, Lakshmi and Narayan. The deities still act in the golden age, but they act in a pure way. They have divine virtues. It is only the residents of heaven who don't perform dirty acts. Maya makes the residents of hell perform dirty acts. God now sits here and makes you perform elevated acts by giving you elevated directions not to perform any dirty acts. He gives you the most elevated directions of all in order to make you into the most elevated of all. Deities are the most elevated. They reside in that new world of heaven. You are also number wise in understanding this according to the efforts you make. This is why the rosaries that are created are of 8, 108 and 16,108. But how many is that anyway? There are billions of human beings. So if 16,000 emerge from them, how many is that? That is not even 0.25%. The father makes the children so elevated. He tells you children every day, don't perform any sinful acts. You have found such a father. Therefore, you should experience such great happiness. You understand that the unlimited Father has adopted you. We now belong to Him. The Father is the Creator of heaven. Therefore, in order to become the masters of such a heaven, you have to become worthy and full of all virtues. Lakshmi and Narayan were full of all virtues. Their worthiness is praised. Having taken 84 births, they are now unworthy. When they descend, their degrees decrease even in one birth. In this way, they gradually continue to decrease. Just as the drama moves like a louse, so you also gradually come down. After 1,250 years, there are 2 degrees less. Then, in the kingdom of Ravan, the degrees continue to decrease quickly. Souls become eclipsed, just as the sun and moon also become eclipsed. It isn't that the moon and the stars are never eclipsed. Everyone is completely eclipsed. The father says, it is only by having remembrance that your eclipse will pass. Don't perform any sinful acts. The number one sin is body consciousness. This is a very severe sin. It is only in this one birth that you children receive teachings, because the world now has to change. You will not receive such teachings again. You have been receiving teachings to become a barrister for birth after birth. Those schools, etc., exist all the time, but it is only once, and that's all, that you receive this knowledge. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, only comes once. He gives you all the knowledge of himself and of the beginning, the middle, and the end of his creation. The Father explains everything so easily. You souls are actors. Souls come here from their home to play their parts. That is called the land of liberation. Heaven is the land of liberation and life. Here there is bondage in life. These words have to be remembered accurately. There can never be eternal liberation. Human beings ask for eternal liberation. That is, they want to come out of the cycle of coming and going. However, no one can be removed from playing his part in the drama. This is an original, eternal, predestined play. The history and geography of the world repeat identically. The same deities will enter the Golden Age. Later, those of Islam and the Buddhists, etc., will then come. This will become the human tree. The seed of this tree is up above. The Father is the seed of the human world tree. The human population exists all the time, but it is very small in the Golden Age. It then gradually continues to grow and grow. Okay, how does it become small again? The Father comes and makes impure ones pure. Very few become pure. Only a handful out of multi-millions emerge. For half a cycle, there are very few. Then for the other half cycle, there is so much growth. The deity community should have the highest population, because they are the ones who come at the beginning. However, they went into other religions because they forgot the Father. This is a play about one mistake. It was by forgetting him that they became poverty-stricken. Little by little, they forgot, and they have now completely forgotten. Worship, too, is of just the one at first, because it is only the one who grants salvation to all. Why should anyone else be worshipped? It was Shiva who made them into Lakshmi and Narayan. How could Sri Krishna have been the one who made them that? That is not possible. How could Sri Krishna be the one who teaches you Raja Yoga? He is a prince of the Golden Age. People have made such a great mistake. It doesn't sit in their intellects. The father says, now remember me and imbibe divine virtues. If there is any quarreling over property, then just finish that. Otherwise, while you're still quarreling, you'll shed your body. The father says, this one renounced everything. He didn't quarrel with anyone. Even if you receive very little, let go of it. In return, you will receive such a kingdom. Baba tells us how much happiness he experienced when he had visions of destruction and that kingdom. What is all of this compared with the kingdom of the world that I am going to receive? No one is going to starve. Even those who don't have any money are still able to fill their stomachs. Did Mama bring anything? Mama is remembered so much. The father says, it is fine to remember her, but now don't remember her name or form. We too have to have the virtues that she had. We also have to become as good as Mama and become worthy of the throne. That will not happen just by praising her. The father says, constantly remember me. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Relate this knowledge in the same way that Mama did. Only when you become worthy of such praise yourselves can the reason for Mama's praise be shown. By simply saying, Mama, Mama, your stomachs won't become full. In brackets, you won't be satisfied. Your stomachs and backs will come together. Only by remembering Shiv Baba will your stomachs become full. Even by remembering this Dada, your stomachs won't become full. Only remember the One alone. The greatness is of the One. Methods should be created for doing service. Let only flowers constantly emerge from your lips. If thorns or stones emerge, you would just remain like stone. Imbibe virtues very well. Become full of all virtues here. If you have to experience punishment, you will not receive a good status. You children come here to listen to the Father directly. Here, Baba gives you fresh intoxication. At the centers, you become intoxicated. Then, when you go home and see your relatives, everything finishes. Here, you understand that you are sitting in Baba's family. There, it is an impure family. There is so much fighting, etc. As soon as you go back, you fall into the rubbish. Here, you mustn't forget the Father. No one in the world can receive true peace. No one except the Father can give purity, happiness, peace and prosperity. It isn't that the Father gives the blessings, may you have a long life, may you have many children. No. You don't gain anything by receiving blessings, etc. That is a mistake made by human beings. Even sannyasis can't give blessings. Today they bless you, and tomorrow they themselves die. Look how many popes have been and gone. There are also the thrones of the gurus. If a guru dies at a young age, someone else is made into a guru, or a young disciple is made into a guru. This Bhagdada is the bestower. What would he do with anything that is given to him? The Father is incorporeal. It is a corporeal one who would take it. This is also something that has to be understood. Never say that you have given something to Shiv Baba. No, we take multi-millions from Shiv Baba. We give nothing. The things that Baba gives you are countless. Shiv Baba is the bestower. How could you give to him? When you think, I gave this, body consciousness comes. We are taking from Shiv Baba. Baba has so many children who come to stay here, so facilities are needed for them. This means that you are giving for yourselves. He doesn't need to do anything for himself. He gives you the kingdom. This is why you do everything. He makes you even higher than himself, yet you forget such a father. For half a cycle you are worthy of worship, and for half a cycle you are worshippers. By becoming worthy of worship, you become the masters of that land of happiness. Then, by becoming worshippers, you become the masters of this land of sorrow. No one knows when the Father comes and establishes heaven. Only you Brahmins of the confluence age know these things. Baba explains everything so well, and yet it doesn't sit in your intellects. You also have to explain with tact in the same way as Baba explains. Make effort and become as elevated as them. The Father explains to you children that you have to imbibe divine virtues very well. Never sulk about anything. Never make your face like that of a corpse. The Father says, don't perform such acts now. There is a mela for the goddess Chandika, the cremator goddess. Anyone who doesn't follow the Father's directions is called Chandika. There is also a mela of such Chandikas who cause suffering. Human beings are ignorant. They don't understand the meaning of this. No one has any strength. They are completely hollow inside. When you remember Baba very well, you receive strength from the Father. However, even while living here, the intellects of many of you wander outside. This is why Baba says, sit in front of the pictures and your intellects will remain busy with them. When you explain the pictures of the cycle and the ladder to others, tell them, there are very few human beings in the Golden Age. There are now so many human beings. The Father says, I inspire the establishment of the new world through Brahma and the destruction of the old world. Sit and practice it in this way. Your mouths will automatically open. Whatever is going on inside definitely has to come outside. You are not dumb. When you're at home, you can open your mouths in order to shout, yet you can't open them to speak this knowledge. Everyone can be given these pictures. You have to have the courage to bring benefit to those at home. Decorate your room with the pictures, and you will keep yourself busy. That will become like your library. In order to bring benefit to others, you should put up these pictures. Explain to whoever comes, and you can do plenty of service. Even if they only hear a little of this knowledge, they can become subjects. Baba shows you many ways to make progress. Remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. Otherwise, even if you take a dip in the Ganges, your sins cannot be absolved. All of that is blind faith. Even at Haridwar, all the sewerage of the whole city flows into the Ganges. So much sewerage flows into the ocean. There is so much sewerage in the rivers too. How could anyone become pure in that? Maya has made everyone completely senseless. The Father tells you, children, remember me. You souls too called out, O purifier, come. You have physical fathers of your bodies. Only the one Father is the purifier. You must now remember the Father who purifies you. The bestower of liberation and life is only the one and no one else. No one understands the meaning of such easy things. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. The essence for Dharana, 1. Practice only allowing jewels of this knowledge to emerge from your lips. Never allow thorns or stones to emerge from them. In order to bring benefit to yourself and your family, decorate your home with the pictures. Churn the ocean of this knowledge and use the pictures to explain to others. Keep yourself busy doing this. 2. Instead of asking for blessings from the Father, follow his elevated directions. The greatness is of Shiv Baba. Therefore, only remember him. Don't have any arrogance of having given so much to Baba. Blessing. May you have the blessing of the same applies to you by bringing the time close with your stage of being equal to the Father. To finish any consciousness of I means to remain stable in a stage equal to that of the Father and to bring the time close. When you feel some ownership of your body or any possession, there is a percentage of equality and a percentage means a defect. Those with such defects can never become perfect. In order to become perfect, constantly remain merged in love for the Father. By constantly remaining merged in love, you will easily be able to make others equal to yourselves and equal to the Father. Babdada gives his lovely children who remain merged in love the blessing of the same applies to you. Slogan. Give regard to one another's ideas and your record will become good. Avyak signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind, with the powers of yoga. In order for you to serve with your mind and intellect have to be free from thinking wasteful thoughts. Let there be the easy form of the mantra of Manmanabhav. Such elevated souls who have powerful thoughts, good wishes and pure feelings can give the donation of powers with their minds. Om Shanti.